Did you know that Dracena Wines now has a wine club? We named it the Chalk Club. Draco is on our label, but Vegas was getting a little jealous, so we decided he deserved to be our club spokesdog. In Las Vegas, betting chalk means that you are betting on all of the favorites. We are betting that we are one of your favorite wineries, so we thought the name was apropos. The club is simple, yet a bit different than most. When you wager on us, we will ship you 3 bottles of wine twice a year, once in April and once in September. You can choose all red or mix of red and rosé. You immediately receive 15% off of all your wine purchases throughout the year, but what makes our club stand out is the progressive discount. Let your club membership ride into the next year. Your discount increases. Each year you parlay your membership, you receive an additional 5% off up to a planned maximum of 25%. Your club shipments are discounted to a flat $15, plus we'll cover your club shipping cost for your second shipment. That's $15 house money in a sure bet for you. So please head to our website, DracenaWines.com, and find out all of the benefits of joining the Chalk Club and how to sign up. We've stacked the odds so that you can get our award-winning wines without breaking the bank. Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. I had the privilege of being invited to the James Suckling Great Wines of Italy event in New York City. The Great Wines of Italy series identifies the most outstanding and unique wines that Italy has to offer. It also brings the top producers that are typically behind the scenes to the forefront. I had the opportunity to mingle with and taste wines with vineyard owners and winemakers that are responsible for producing some of the top 100 Italian wines of 2017. This is a similar event to episode 29, Spain's Great Match Wine Region interview, also held at the IAC building on 18th Street, and episode 19, an interview with the Greek winemakers, which was held at City Winery on Varick Street. As a note, on these episodes, the interviews are done in a large room with over 100 producers and numerous attendees, so there is some background noise. I hope you enjoy the interviews. You can find links to the wineries on our homepage, found at dracenawines.podbean.com. And please remember to click that subscribe button. So I'm here at the Great Wines of Italy, and I am speaking to Maria Leone from Cusimano, and she is explaining to me a grape variety that is indigenous to Sicily.
Altamora Etna Bianco is a wine that we produce in Sicily on the slopes of Mount Etna, an active volcano, the highest volcano that we have in Europe. The white is made is a white wine made with a great variety that is called Caricante. Caricante is a very ancient grape variety that was brought in Sicily by the Greek. So it's very, very old, and it's an autochthone grape variety that it's grown only on the slopes of Mount Etna. It's not possible to produce this grape variety in other areas in Sicily because it needs a unique microclimate. The microclimate that we have on Mount Etna, where the soil is lava soil, the lowest altitude is 600 meters above the sea level. So the climate is a cool climate with a very fresh summer and a cold winter and a big temperature variation between night and day that gives to this white wine a good level of natural acidity that translates in the wine in a nice freshness in the wine. The territory of Etna is very small, and the production is also very small. And it's a unique place in the world where the The viticulture is an old type of viticulture. I mean, you can image the territory as a natural amphitheater with many terraces, small terraces, and everything has to be made by hand. It's not possible to use technology there, and that makes it very unique.
So what are the characteristics of this grape? When somebody picks up this grape, what can they expect out of the bottle?
When you drink an Etna wine, in this case a white wine, you have to expect a wine with a very elegant tasting profile. Not power, not too strong, but with a nice finesse, nice elegant taste, and fresh, and with a beautiful mineral note. The wines of Etna have also a mineral tasting profile that comes from the terroir, the lava soil, which is very rich in mineral.
And how is this wine processed? So is it stainless, oak?
This wine stays only for 4 months on the fine lees in stainless steel tanks, no wood aging, because it wants to be a fresh wine, fruity wine. We want that to feel all the aroma of the grape in the glass. Altamora Guardiola Etna Rosso is 100% of Nerello Mascalese. Also, this is an autochthone grape variety that we produce on Monte Etna. And it's the most representative grape variety for the red wines that we have on Monte Etna. There is another grape, which is called Nerello Cappuccio. But personally, I and the winemaker, we prefer Nerello Mascalese because it's more elegant, less aggressive compared with the other variety, Nerello Cappuccio. This is a Nerello Mascalese is a crew of Nerello Mascalese. It comes from a specific area, very small area, that we call Contrada Guardiola. The main characteristic is the altitude. In Contrada Guardiola, we start. So Contrada Guardiola is on the north face of Monte Etna. And it's a very special area where the altitude starts from 800 meters, so very high altitude, and Avra goes up until 1,000 meters. In Contrada, in this wine is very, very small production. We produce only 5,000 bottles of this Etna red wine. And the average age of the vines is around 1,020 years old. They are very old. If you go there, it's very impressive. I mean, the trunks of the vines looks like trunks of tree, not trunks of vines. They are very, very old, because this is the only place in where you can find vines that survive at the problem of the Filosfera. It's the only territory where you can find vines 130, 150 years old. Very special. For the Altamora Guardiola, we keep the wine for 18 months, almost 2 years, in big barrels for 18 months. Then we bottle the wine, and the wine will be defining in the bottle. And this is a wine that you can keep in the cellar for many, many years, because another characteristic of the Etna wines, this is valid also for the white, is that they have a great longevity, so aging potential. That's why many journalists that comes to Sicily to visit this wine region in a bigger wine region, which is Sicily, used to say that Etna is the Burgundy of the Mediterranean. It is.
So can you tell me more about the winery itself, about Cusumano, the history?
Yes. Cusumano is a family winery that was established in the year 2001 by two brothers, Diego and Alberto Cusumano. And now are 17 years that we are on the market, so we are still a young winery. But in these 17 years, we have invested a lot around Sicily, which is a very big island that we used to call a continent. And with so many different terroirs and different elevation, we are close to the sea, but we also have the mountain, we have the volcano, we have the sea breeze. It's really, really an interesting wine region. And the family has invested a lot trying to find for the different, for each different grape variety, the best place in Sicily. And the most recent investment was on Montegna, but we also have vineyards on in Piana degli Albanesi, close to the sea, in Monte Pietroso, from the east to the west, I mean, because for Nero d'Avola, for example, we produce the Nero d'Avola in central Sicily, in an estate which is called Contrada Tenuta San Giacomo, where the soil is completely different compared with Etna. We have white soil. On Mount Etna, you have black volcanic soil. In Tenuta San Giacomo, we have a white chalky soil. And this is good because, and we always look for the altitude because we like elegant ones.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. Thank you. So I'm here right now with Federico Biondi from Picciole Altadana.
There you go.
All right. And he is starting me off with a super Tuscan.
Yes.
So first, tell us about the winery.
Absolutely. So this is a very young project. It's actually a winery from Stefano Chioccioli, which is a very renowned enologist, consul enologist in Italy. And this is the cellar of the family. So the sons, younglings, let's say. And we produce a very small selected, actually in the vineyard, type of selection. So we have Altadonna from one side and Chioccioli selection from the other side. So Chioccioli represents a little bit the tradition of Chianti Classico, very, very picked fruit for a specific technical use of barrels. So we have the use of integral vinification, for example. And Altadonna, it's a more young, a more dynamic version, more feminine, if you want, touch to the wines. So a little bit more modern. We have a Super Tuscan, which is a salt of pleasant trough. And the blend, it's Sangiovese 70%, 50% Cabernet Sauvignon, 50% Merlot. It's fermented in stainless steel and barriques. And it's nice, crispy, nice, spicy finish, blueberry. It's very nice quality. And then we have the Riserva Chioccioli, which is, it represents a little bit our Corus, if you want. This is made with integral vinification technique, which is a very sophisticated technique. It's actually a technique that makes you macerate much longer the grapes without having to open the barriques to make batonnages. So you don't have external intervention, so that's why you don't have so much oxidation processes. And so this concentrates very much the grapes. So meaning that if you have a really high quality fruit, this brings up the top notch of that fruit. If you have a little bit of immaturity in the grapes, you better not use this technique because it's kind of, you know, it can be double-edged in this sense. Yeah, so enjoy.
So for people who are listening but don't know, what makes it a super Tuscan?
Well, a super Tuscan, it's a mansion that actually is it's pretty dated in the 70s, if you want. It's a mansion that was invented by Robert Parker to describe those wines that were outside of the disciplinary of the single denominations, and that actually had really great results in the mouth. So it's actually a way of marketing, if you want. Wines that weren't marketed from Italian state, in a way. So, yeah, I would resume it like this, yeah.
Kind of similar how Fumé Blanc became Fumé Blanc because of a marketing.
Yeah, exactly. There's no relation to territory in this sense. Of course, the most famous ones are made in Bulgaria area. That's where the name actually comes from. But then it's been enlarged in all Tuscany, really. So, yeah.
Excellent, thank you. You're welcome. So now I'm here with Fabrizia
Celai,
and she is with San Fabiano Calcinaia. Okay,
that's
kind of close. not too bad. And she is going to talk about their Super Tuscan.
Yes, we have our Tuscan, Super Tuscan from Castellina in Chianti. This is our Cerviolo. Cervione is the name of the wine, and it's a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. The vintage is 2013, and we change a percentage of the varietal every year, just to have the best from the best of our production. The production is really small, because we do around 500-600 cases per year, that we almost ship all around the world. It's a wine with a very intense character. It's a very intense nose, so blueberry, a little bit of vanilla, some licorice. Very long lasting on the palate. It's a wine that really you fell in love with, because it has the character of a super Tuscan made in Castellina and Chianti.
So tell us a little bit about the winery itself. Where is it exactly located, and what do they focus in on?
Yes, so Fabiano Calcinaia is a winery in Castellina and Chianti. Castellina and Chianti is one of the community of the Chianti Classico area. And San Fabiano is a family business, because it was bought by Mr. Serio, Guido Serio, during the 80s. Mr. Serio is coming from a completely different business, more the hospitality business. He has different hotels in Toscana and in northern part of Italy. When he arrived in Toscana, the first purpose was to have his home, a place where to enjoy vacation, to spend holiday with the family. And then he saw the vineyards and he said, we need to do something. And he did a complete restoration of the property. He completely restored the wine cellar and the vineyards. Now we are completely organic, 100%. And this is very important for us, because it's a full respect of the environment, the place where we are located, and the respect for our history in the winemaking.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I'm here now with Sabrina Cosmeri, who is the winemaker for Vecchie Terre di Montefi. And she has just told me a story about their Sangiovese vine that I wanted to share with you. So the vines are from 1975, and they're trying to preserve them. So this is the story of how they're going about that.
Thanks a lot. Yes, you explained about Amphitheatro. It's the oldest vineyard of the property, and it's called Amphitheatro because it's like a theater in front of the winery. And as you tell, we try to do our best job to preserve these old vines. We are crafting this out last year, because we don't want to have commercial Sangiovese. We want just to preserve the oldest, like the baby. And yes, we make a very hard job, like in a garden, to make the best Sangiovese from this vineyard. We don't produce a lot of grapes from this vineyard, you can imagine when the vines are old. But it's like a pure Sangiovese for us. We manage everything by hand. We pick the grapes, but just when you pick the grapes, you find a totally different taste from this Sangiovese. We make natural fermentation with natural yeast. Then malolactic, always natural too, and it age in tonneau for 1 year and a half usually.
Well, that's relatively long for the region, correct?
Absolutely, yes, but we are very high. The property is around 500 meters, and so we have a very important acidity and freshness, and usually we age longer in the winery for this year, to give you the best taste of our Sangiovese.
It is excellent. Thank you very much. I'm here now with Jalim from Three Petaras, and it is a Prosecco house. So tell us about the winery.
Hi, thank you. We have represented here at the Prosecco event two different kinds of types of DOC Prosecco wines. We have the Brut. The grape is Glera, 100%. And then we have the same Glera, but the extra dark dry middle. And then the Rosé is a mix of three different kind of grapes. We have the Glera and the Malvasia Istriana and the Fosco of Peduncolo Rosso, is very indigenous and typical grape from Friuli.
So can you tell us about the grape Glera, because that's really what the region is
called? Yeah, the Glera grapes is the most important grape to produce the Prosecco wine. And it's very typical in Veneto and in the Venezuela regions. And it's the best grape to produce the Prosecco.
And how do you actually produce the Prosecco? What is the process? Is it traditional?
Yes, it's very traditional. Before we produce the wine, the dry wine, and then before the bottling, there is the process to make the sparkling, and so it's a little bit different from the Champagne period, but the style of wine is very similar, and with good bubbles, good perlage, and Pinot is one of the more ancient winery in this area.
And your bottles are very, very unique.
Yeah.
So what's this? Is there a story behind? The colors are amazing. I see aqua, pink, and gold, but it's the entire bottle. So is there a story behind the colors?
Yes, the story of the packaging began from a big meeting we did some years ago with some importers from around different parts of the world. And we started to talk about to do something new, something unique to present in all the areas of the world. And so then we start to work with some designer, and this project is come from a very particular technique to paint the bottle before the bottling. So now we have these three different colors, but possibly in the future we can make this also other colors.
So I have a very important question. We all love to savor. You can't savor these, can you?
Here?
Not here, but with the paint on it, can we still savor?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's very important that we can still savor. Have to have the fun when you savor it. And what is the production?
We have around 150 hectares of vineyards. Okay. In Friuli. So the produce is around 200,000 bottles per year.
Wow, that's excellent. And are all three of the bottles produced at about the same amount, or do you produce more of one than the other?
We have some millesime also, and a special vintage. And the winery produces also some wines, like traditional wines from Friuli, like Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay, something like that.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Dracena Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions of what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media or at dracenawines@gmail.com. If you liked our podcast, please subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting program you use. To easily subscribe at iTunes, please go to bit.ly/DracenaPodcast. That's bit.ly/D Dracena and P Podcast. We would greatly appreciate you leaving a review on your favorite system. It helps others to find us. Let's get social. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Pinterest, YouTube, Google Plus, and Periscope at Dracena Wines. And I am on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd. Check out our award-winning wine at DracenaWines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte!